Bruce Van Dyke along with Susie Peters, and joining us now, someone with a well-worn suitcase, Samantha Brown joins us. She's traveled quite a bit. You see her on the Travel Channel, all sorts of places that she's going, and she's here to share some smart travel tips. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Bruce and Susie.
So let's start off with some of the things. What makes you us a smart traveler? What can we do?
Don't procrastinate. Don't procrastinate and try not to travel when everybody else does. That'll save you 30, 40, even 50% off all your travel costs. So, for instance, if I'm looking for flights, I'm going to start looking for flights 3 to 4 months in advance, and then I'm going to book before 6 weeks, because after 6 weeks is when you're going to see those prices go very high. So just planning in advance gives you a great savings on travel.
What are some destinations that I can look at right now that are great deals?
So right now, I'm in Manchester, Vermont, and we're just a week past the peeping season, fall foliage. And so all those guys are gone. It's a little bit colder. Some of the leaves have dropped, so this is the time to act. I can stay at a beautiful resort. Right now I'm at the Equinox Resort and Spa, and the prices are much cheaper. So beach destinations are great in the off-season, mountain destinations in the summer if they're really popular with skiing. You kind of want to think in opposite of where everyone else is going, where you should go.
If you're traveling by yourself, it's easy. You make your decision. You say, I want to go there, and you go there. You have a spouse, then you divide it in half. You had children, and your destination options change drastically. How do you kind of get everybody on the same page?
Yeah, so I love cities, and cities are great family budget saving destinations, because this winter everyone's going to be heading to either a warm destination because our winter was miserable, or a mountain destination where they're skiing. So my feeling is go to a city. There's a ton of things to do, a lot of it free because it is a city. The hotel rates are much cheaper because these are for business people, and those business people leave by Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are cheaper rates, so you're saving money on hotels. You don't have to rent a car because you've got public transportation, and you've got the thrill of being in a city. So I always recommend for families to really take advantage of their closest city.
I don't want to be negative, but are there certain things that are just really common mistakes that people make?
You know, I think, just like coming up Thanksgiving, that the highest travel day of the year is Wednesday and Sunday, and it's miserable. Everyone sits in traffic for hours, and then you get to your family and friends, and you're not in a very good mood. Go Wednesday and leave Saturday. It's that easy. Even off-peak travel, it's a week right after high peak. It's called the shoulder season. If you travel right after that, you still get the beautiful weather. You still get just everything that destination has to offer, but there are no crowds and the prices are lower. So you just have to tweak things a day or a week, and you will have a very different experience.
A quick question on, I know that you shouldn't procrastinate, but is it ever beneficial to, if you have flexibility, to try and grab something that's maybe like unclaimed inventory kind of thing?
Yeah, I always find that cruising definitely has the last minute deals. Those do not exist anymore in the airline industry. I would not wait. And possibly hotels. You know, even a hotel, if I book a hotel and I show up at 6, I'm going to ask if there are any rooms available for an upgrade, because that reservationist knows that those people aren't coming in, so there are nicer rooms available. But if I ask that at 12, well, no, people haven't come in yet. So at 6 p.m., I'm going to take advantage of that. So there are little things at every step of the way that you can do to get better service.
And sometimes it does pay to have that person-to-person contact rather than just clicking your mouse and filling out a form, so to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. Always just talk to the people right there. And, they're part of customer service, and if you treat them with, dignity and kindness, they will return the favor.
Where's a good place to get some of this other information you've shared with us this morning?
Samantha-Brown.com. And, hey, go to Bank of America Travel Rewards. One of the biggest mistakes people make is not having a credit card that offsets travel costs. Bank of America gives you a point and a half for every dollar in all charges, and you just use those points as a statement credit to pay down on your travel expenses. Everyone complains about baggage fees. You can take care of those. Everyone loves to do activities. Maybe they're too expensive. It can take care of those activities. So I really want people to get out there and travel, not only look for deals, but to create your own in the process.
Well, we know you love to travel. We see every place that you've been around the world. Samantha Brown, thanks for sharing the tips with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, have a good morning.